maybe a little butter, but
boiled,
yeah.
Is it made like about the way cream of wheat's made?
Right. It looks just like it.
Just like cream of wheat,
right,
except it's cornmeal.
Yeah. You know something that's common in this area, talking about eating,
yeah.
So many people say, I eat that
mm-hmm.
this morning, instead of saying, I ate it. Have you caught that?
The uninflected form, yeah, they said, no.
They don't go to the past. They use the present. Now, my grandmother Carden would do this. She knew this was incorrect.
Mm.
If you had actually broken her down and asked about it. Hey. Both those calls were not that important. But she knew better.
Uh-huh.
But she, in just her talking, say,
uh-huh.
she would say something about eat, and she would use it where she should have used ate.
Uh-huh.
She did.
Now, the thing that is, the things you outside you in your backyard, you might have a little where you'd grow some things to eat.
Oh, just a little back door garden.
Okay, and what would those things be that you grow? The general terms for all of those things.
Just a little vegetable garden.
All right, and then the corn, when the husks remove and it's white, they call that.
You mean the little.
Well, let's take it this way. Sometimes, very frequently in the South, especially with eggs, they have this white stuff. Looks something like cream of wheat.
Oh, grits.
Yeah. Now, what is grits? Grits are ground
corn.
Yeah, or hominy.
Hominy.
Yeah,
hominy.
Yeah, hominy isn't really a common. Do you eat hominy?
Some, but it isn't just real.
How
know.
Do you eat it? When you do eat
with,
it.
Just heat it and put butter on it.
Uh-huh. Is it like, and that's in, is it the
I
whole,
like
the kernels, the whole.
Yeah, it's large, and there's yellow and there's white.
Uh-huh. And then the, another grain that they don't grow it around here, they grow it in Louisiana and swampy places. It's a staple food of China.
Rice.
Yeah. And terms for cheap whiskey made in, under unsanitary conditions.
Right, good.
Yeah, that's just what I'm talking about. Are there any other?
Let's see, moonshine is the one that's the term that's mm-hmm. always used here for illegally made whiskey.
Mm-hmm. What about the term splo?
Yeah, but it's not, splo to me, now I don't know anything about the illegal part of it other than moonshine or we talk about it when it's just made just any old way,
mm-hmm.
we call it rock good, splo just term is a colloquial term to me that means any kind of alcoholic drink.
I see. And is that have you known that term all your life?
Right.
It's common with like old timers up here in
yeah.
in Campbelltown
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the stuff you pour on pancakes is
maple syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be any kind.
Do you know the terms long sweetening and short sweetening?
Yes, I do.
What are those?
Long sweetening is honey, and short sweetening is sugar, I think. Now, reason I say I think, I haven't heard those terms used other than just to know that they are used. One time I went to visit some relatives of mine who do have a farm, and they asked me whether I wanted long sweetening or short sweetening on my cereal, and I didn't know what they were talking about.
Where was the farm, though?
Near Sweetwater, Tennessee.
If something isn't artificial, say leather or something, say that isn't artificial leather, it's...
It's real.
Or
genuine, but we don't use that. We say real.
And the stuff you could put up in glasses, jam and...
Jelly.
Yeah. And if you wanted, there were a bowl of apples on the table and you wanted one, and you might say to someone, would you give
me an apple?
Sure. And we're talking about two groups of boys, and I say, these boys, and you say, no.
Those.
You say the whole thing.
Boys.
Yeah, we say it together.
Oh, those boys.
Yeah. And if something isn't far away,